Street performers learn a lot in a short time about how to connect with an audience. It's a few feet away, often vocal in its appreciation or lack of it, and quick to depart when attention lags. Waikiki became a launching pad for Streetlight Cadence, whose distinctive brand of alternative pop music has found ever-growing success. The band is back in the islands for a tour, and accordionist Jesse Shiroma is on hand to tell us more. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good. That's kind of where you got your musical education, isn't it? On the street.
You are absolutely right. At least I would say the performance aspect of playing in front of other people.
What did you learn, and how did you learn it?
Well, we initially learned it through the college desperation of studying full-time and not having enough time to hold down a job. So as we all slowly started starving while holding up our grades, we realized we were all musicians, we were friends, and, we could go down to Waikiki and potentially play for an hour or two and make enough to buy a sandwich and, you know, physically last through another day.
Yeah.
And through doing so, you very quickly learn through the very fickle and unforgiving mentality of tourists that which songs work, what sounds may work, and what will chase them off faster than a Category 1 hurricane.
What were those early gigs like? Did you play songs that had people just turn and walk away at some point?
Oh, even worse. We would play songs where people wouldn't even stop. You would play for an hour, 45 minutes or so. And
just keep on walking?
They'll give you a smile, they'll give you a nod, and they're off to dinner.
Yeah.
Yep. So the goal was to be...
At least slow them down, right?
To sound better than their hunger. So if we sound better than them going to dinner or wanting to go to dinner, then we did something right.
Well, that's a very sort of visceral way to connect with people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How long had you been at it before you started thinking maybe there's, you know, a career, dare I say it, in this?
We had been doing this as just a bunch of college hooligans for, I'd say, about 2.5 to 3 years or so. I'm just getting through our, you know, 4-year college programs. And I actually took a year off to go study in Germany for a year. And it was, of course, while I was gone that the band decided, you know, we could turn this into something professional. So they started shooting for bigger gigs, and the Hard Rock Cafe was very accommodating with us and invited us in. So, of course, I was following this all on Facebook thinking, man, these guys were just waiting for me to leave. It was a rather funny situation. But, yeah, so it was about 2.5, 3 years before we realized that, you know, we could get crowds stopped on the sidewalk after we found out what they enjoyed listening to, how to connect, how to look at them, smile at them, and most importantly, relate to them.
That's a big the extra musical stuff is really important, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's showmanship. It's entertaining. There's wonderful videos out there on YouTube of just world-class, you know, symphony musicians playing some of the most complicated pieces in subways, metro areas, highly populated areas.
Yeah.
And no one bats an eye because, albeit these pieces are incredible, you know, they bring tears to my eyes. They're not necessarily entertaining in a relatable level. Some people just want to see movement or a smile. They want something to bring a little bit of joy into their day or excitement. And so especially that applies to street performing, to where they want to see something a little out of their normal boundaries.
There's a show business adage about tell them and then tell them again. Don't assume that what you've done has communicated unless you say this is what it is and this is what its intention is, right?
There you go.
Not necessarily saying it in those words, but saying it with eye contact or something like that.
Yep. Eye contact was a very hard thing for me personally to learn. John would have to always be like, Jesse, look at the audience. I would always try to peer off to the side and just try to like lose myself in the music, as they say. But as an entertainer, you have to find that balance.
Yeah.
You know, you have to engage your music personally, but you have a duty to also engage your audience. If you just ignore them and focus solely on your music, you'll sound fantastic, but you kind of close them out.
I've learned from taking pictures of performing musicians that a lot of musicians look sort of insular and withdrawn and mopey on stage, even if they're not, but they're looking down, they're into what they're doing.
Absolutely.
It's understandable, but it doesn't do much when you're up on stage, right?
That's true. So it depends, who your audience is. Are they coming for the music, or are they coming for an experience, as they say, or, you know, do they want to see the flashing lights and so forth?
And really very few people are there for just the pure musical experience, right?
That's why we have the albums, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's the life like for you now? You moved to L.A. as a band.
That's correct.
You got a couple places to live.
That's correct.
Well, and what's, you know, what do your days consist of?
Well, so as of now, we've been in L.A. for roughly 7.5, 8 months. When we first began, we were slugging it out, starting from the ground up again in Los Angeles, playing on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, about 6 days out of the week, 4 hours a day, just belting out of the top of our lungs, trying to get people to stop. But thankfully, as time went on, you know, people would stop and say, hey, kind of the formula reapplied in L.A., where they say, you want to play at my private event or, you know, my wedding, I have a corporate party going on. And we really started to grow through there. We're very fortunate and humbled to say, as of now, we're still able to support ourselves as full-time entertainers. None of us have had to start working at McDonald's just yet. I've been looking at that application, though. No. We're very fortunate to stay together as a team and support each other through that. And, so we're growing slowly but steadily, I'm happy to say.
You have to sort of deal with an entirely new music industry, at least new to what it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. Right?
Absolutely. It is absolute chaos. It's a maelstrom of wheeling and dealing. But it's once you sort through the chaff, you find a very well-connected, very passionate, and most importantly, an honest and humble core of industry professionals, whether they're music supervisors or producers or songwriters, other artists. And as you start to meet them and you work into that, you know, that circle of artists and people, that you realize that it's, you know, it's doable. You can survive as an artist in Los Angeles or in the music industry.
Well, that's, I think a lot of people will benefit from hearing that, Jesse. Thanks for coming in.
Sure thing. You got to hang in there, you know, and be true to your path and, you know, try to focus on doing good and you'll attract those same kinds of people.
Well, that's a good message. Thanks a lot.
Certainly.
Jesse Shiroma plays accordion and percussion with Streetlight Cadence, which will kick off an inter-island tour with a performance this Saturday evening in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio. And you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.